makinig sa SBS Filipino.
SBS?
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 SBS? SBS Radio.
We are with Liz Conde, a young talented singer from Queensland who will definitely make a mark for herself in the nearest future. Hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
So finally, I got the chance to talk to you because, you know, I've been wanting to interview you since last year. So thank you very much for your time.
Oh, no, the pleasure's mine. Thank you very much.
Okay, so new year and new beginnings. But before we talk about your plans for the future, let's begin first. When did you find out that you love to sing?
To be honest, I think singing was always something that I always loved in general. Because, you know, being in the Filipino culture and being Filipino, we love our karaoke, we love our singing. So it was just kind of like a second nature thing to me. But then I didn't really realize how much I loved singing until my mom told me that I should join a singing competition when I was around 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really think much of it. And I just thought that I would just do it, you know, just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I was able to win the competition.
Oh, that's so good. Yep.
Since then I really felt, oh, wow, maybe I do have something special, and I really enjoyed how I felt when I was in that moment. So maybe I can pursue something like this. So, yeah.
But prior to that, prior when you joined the singing competition when you were 7 years old, are you also singing most of the time?
Yeah, it was just usually a hobby at that time. I was my mom and dad were the kind of family to always love doing karaoke, like every Friday or Saturday night after work, and meet up with friends and do karaoke. And it's the same with my sisters and myself as well. So we were just always singing karaoke with each other. So yeah.
So growing up, what type of music did you enjoy listening to?
Basically, I really liked what was trending at the moment, because being a kid and I didn't really also know how to access different genres as a kid. So I always just stick to what was trending. But then as I moved on to high school and stuff like that, and as the internet was just such a great medium for showcasing different kinds of genres, I was able to find all these different kinds of music. So I pretty much love everything from jazz to blues to hip-hop to rap and country. I think the only one that I don't really listen to much is metal. Just as a personal preference.
Okay, so is there any from your family, like, yeah, you said this a while ago that your family, you know, like sing karaoke and all those stuff, but is there anyone from your family who's really a talented singer?
To be honest, I think my whole family
is
quite talented. I think, yeah, my older sister used to actually want to be a musician herself, but then she changed her career path. But when we were younger, we all just all used to sing, and we all used to perform. My mom almost became a famous singer in the Philippines, but she wanted to pursue the dreams of my grandfather and grandmother, and so that's what she did. And my dad as well, like, he used to sing on the ship.
Okay,
a lot as well.
So that's why you're gifted, huh?
Well, I'd like to think it's a genetic thing.
Yeah, genetics. So now let's talk about your journey as a singer. So you joined The Voice Australia last year, right? So how was the preparation for you then?
I wasn't really thinking much of it because, you know, it's a huge TV program, and I honestly didn't think that I was going to get anything out of it. I just wanted to join it just to see my luck and see how it goes. So the first stage is we have to apply online. So we fill out an application form and we submit a video.
Okay.
It can be either on YouTube or on just a personal video that we upload ourselves. And yeah, so that's just what I did. I didn't really put much thought into it. I just submitted a video, and then if I was successful, then I would really work at it. And then, you know, fortunately, I was successful. And so I went through an audition process. And we auditioned in front of producers of the Voice. And if you make it through the next stage, you go through a next round. And then all the way up to the TV audition, which was really, really awesome. It was just really amazing because, you know, I was expecting to be really stressed and frustrated. But luckily, a lot of the producers on the show were quite really guided us. They were really rooting us on, saying, oh, it's okay, it's fine, take a deep breath, and and whenever you're ready, basically, that kind of...
So they made you feel comfortable.
Encouragement. Yes, that's right, that's right. Mm-hmm. The whole process was like, was just absolutely amazing, and I'm just so glad that I got the opportunity to be part of something amazing.
Mm-hmm. So actually, Liz, I have also watched you from last year, and you were quite brilliant singing I Will Always Love You.
Thank you.
So are you always confident performing, or do you get nervous as well?
Oh, no, 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 not at all. Actually, when I was on that, when I was on the on that audition itself, I was crazy nervous. Like,
really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. My heart was beating out of my chest, and I, to be honest, I wasn't able to really concentrate properly on the performance because there was just so many things going through my mind on that one stage, and so much anxiety as well. And but you know, I really had to take my chance and really take this opportunity and let it not go to waste. So that's why I just went for it. But yeah, no, I get nervous quite often, and but it's just more of like controlling the nerves and really just remembering that this is your dream, and it, and not many chances like this will come again. It's just about thinking about that mentality and just singing while thinking about that.
So your love for music have actually overshadowed, you know, your nervousness or, you know, your fear.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. As long as you just stay true to what you believe and to stay confident and not let your fears overtake you, that's the most important thing.
Okay. So you were also under Team Seal, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So what was his most significant advice to you that you think will be important to you as you continue to share your music?
One of the advice that I really, really, that still stays to me to this day is the fact that when I think too much about being technical, about, I think too much about the high notes and how perfect they have to be and how everything has to be perfect and sung in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And he told me that that mentality is wrong, and that it's not about singing in a perfect way. It's about singing in a way that you actually feel the song and you can actually connect to the audience. And there's a difference between singing perfectly and then singing with emotion. And I think that's definitely something that I will take to forever till the end of my, to the end of my life, really.
Okay. So now, Liz, moving forward, after all these experiences, how do you plan to share your wonderful voice or singing talent from now on?
Well, I plan to post a lot online because I do have a fan page and many people who support me, not only in Australia but also from other places around the world. So I do have to make sure that I post online and post a lot of covers. And I also have a few gigs coming up this year as well. So mostly will be around Brisbane or in around the Gold Coast, just in Queensland in general, unfortunately. But I just plan to keep working even harder and harder, and and then see where it takes me from there, and also really to improve my craft even more, because you can always be better than your last performance. So I plan on really working even harder.
Okay. So I actually also learned that you joined a singing competition when you were 13 years old in Los Angeles. So
That's right.
Are you also planning to join other big singing competitions in the future?
I mean, if the opportunity arises, I'm going to make sure that I take that opportunity.
Yeah.
So if I do see it and it does come along and it's meant to be, then I will definitely take that chance for sure.
That's great to know. So how about for the Filipino-Australian community, particularly in Queensland? Are they still going to see and hear you perform in front of them?
Yes, yes, of course. Every year I actually perform at the Filipino festival that's held annually in Brisbane. I frequently visit and perform for especially the Filipino-Australian community, because, you know, they've always been there even before I was on television, and, you know, they've just always supported me and really encouraged me to keep going with my music career. So yes, I definitely will continue to perform for them.
I'm sure you're going to make your own music in the near future. So when you make, let's say, your own record, what overall message would you like your supporters to get from it?
Ooh, I have done some songwriting already and some are released. I guess one of the messages definitely is that I would have to put on my album would be, this is me, this is who I am, okay, as a person, or mm-hmm, who I am, and I will reach my dream no matter what. I guess that was one of my messages.
So thank you very much, Liz, and I am one of those looking forward to listen to your album one day.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it.
sbs.com.au/Filipino